Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I was out yesterday. We just got a notion because it was a lovely day. And once I was back for the snooker final, the last session, I was quite happy. We went off up to Donnerill, to the park up there. If you've never been, you should go. Not only is it huge, I mean huge, but it's gorgeous. It really is lovely. It's a lovely walk. You could go for miles. You turn left, you turn right. You don't know where you're going half the time. It all does you bring you back eventually, though, to the car park. And it's such a lovely couple of hours to spend wandering around in the woods and the bushes and the trees, and you see deer and birds. It really is lovely. But we had the two dogs with us. The thing I noticed as I was going around was everybody saying hello. People I'll never see again. People I never saw before. How are you? How are you? And if you have a dog with you, it's particularly a thing. Do you know, I almost had seen 1,000 dogs yesterday, but how are you? Hello. Hiya. Sometimes the dog even starts a conversation. And you're going down the street to the shop of a morning. I would go in the shop yesterday morning or the morning before buying a loaf of bread, and out against me comes this total, how are you? It's just a thing we do, and it's a lovely thing that we do. And is it dying out? I'd wonder if it was. Nuala Wolfe's writing about this in The Independent. Is it dying out, Nuala? Good morning.
Hello, PJ, how's it going? Well, it's funny now. Like, I mean, I wrote the article for two reasons, really. First of all, the Green Party came out with a motion in the Senate saying that they want a dedicated minister for loneliness, a task force, a whole pile of things done, because even though we have the reputation as the friendliest country in the world, we are officially the loneliest country in Europe.
Fascinating statistic,
very strange. So, like, I have a very extended WhatsApp group. I'm living in Tipperary, but I'm a Dub originally, and a lot of us are blow-ins. And there's a few natives that have joined this extended coffee mommy group over the years. And prior to writing the article, like, I had noticed, like, going out, you know, on your kind of traipse around town, whatever, you'd say hello to people. And some people wouldn't respond back. Some people might blank you. And a few of us were actually noticing this. And one of the girls was saying, is it since COVID, like, are people just a bit shyer or more awkward, or are people plugged in a bit more? And a few of us even said, sometimes we feel a bit weird doing this. Like, are we, like, strange doing this and not getting a response back? So I was just kind of writing about that. And, you know, also, like, are people plugged in more to their devices? But I do find, like you, that if you have something to bring with you, that you kind of get more of a response. Like in the article, I was saying that I have, my mum is 96. If I take her out in the wheelchair, she's a people magnet. And I notice people make a lot of eye contact and stuff. So, you know, maybe you're a friendlier bunch down in Cork. That's not entirely impossible either. Like, I've got Kerry heritage, and I find people in Kerry very friendly as well. Mm. But maybe it's just as well that in some places more people are coming in from different places. And I don't know. It's, you know, it's something anyhow we're all dedicated to keep going, because we feel it's a uniquely Irish thing. And I would be Generation X. And I know, like, my generation, others would always been been told, like, if you go to London or somewhere, for God's sake, don't, like, you know, try and engage the English in chatter, because they'll just think you're nuts, you know. But it's funny, one of the girls in our group is actually Scottish, and she said the same thing. Like, she's like, in Scotland, they'll say hello to people on the road they don't know, but she said, you know, she used to go to college in England, and yeah, English would say, why are you talking to people you don't know? So maybe it's a Celtic thing, I don't know, but I think it's uniquely Irish.
I
definitely wanted to keep going. So maybe, as I said, maybe you're a friendlier bunch in Cork.
I was out on Friday morning cutting my grass. Now, I wear headphones when I cut the grass, but that's just me. But at the same time, there was three or four people passed, total strangers, just waving. Just a little, and I wave back at them. You know, I think it's lovely, Nuala.
It's very, very Irish. And as I said to the girls in my group, and even in the art school, that even though some people don't say hello back, or even I've had a few looks like, you know, who are you? I'm talking about when you say hello to random people, not people you actually know, but people you just, you know, don't really know at all. But the reason why I keep at it is because I remember one day I said hello to an old man and he said hello back. And as he passed me, he said, thank you. And it just nearly broke my heart as I kind of realised, maybe he hasn't heard hello today, yesterday, last week. Who knows? So it's so important. And like in the article in the Irish Independent, I was saying, like, you know, psychologists know that all these little micro interactions, they actually make you feel better. They improve your mood. So why wouldn't you do it? And actually, it's the same for the person who says hello. You know, you get that thing back, that kind of warmth or that spark.
Yeah, nice.
So it's very Irish. And I think it's part of our culture. And all my ladies in the WhatsApp group said, you know what, we're going to keep doing it. We're not weird. Sometimes people say hello back and sometimes they don't, but it's part of who we are. So as I was saying as well, in the article, that it's modeling behavior. Like, I grew up like this. I'm sure you did with your relatives. And we have to keep modeling it for the next generation, that it's not a weird thing to do. Mm. We say random hellos to people when we're out, and it's very Irish.
It is very Irish, but I think it's also very pleasant. And I'm not entirely sure it's totally just Irish, Nuala. I've seen an awful lot of, for example, in Spain.
I was going to say that the Spanish are very like that as well, because I just came back from Barcelona. It's also with the smile and the nod. I've definitely noticed it in Spain as well. But, you know, I wouldn't like to think that we're kind of retreating in that. But also, it's also like, it is because, you know, if we're having a loneliness crisis, we all have to make that little bit of effort just to say hello to people. And, you know, whether it's at the bus stop or whether it's out for a walk. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to follow somebody home or stalk them. Or, you know, because I think some people think that, you know, like, you know, is it weird? But it's not. We know it's not weird. It's just part of who we are. And I'd like it to continue. Yeah. It's like as well when you're driving your car. And I think it's very much something we do. Like, if you let somebody out, you give them what I call the salute. You know, thanks for doing that.
That's right.
You know, I love to. And if somebody doesn't do that to me, I feel a bit annoyed.
Or thanking the bus driver.
Yes, thanking the bus driver. These are all the small little things we do. And, you know, maybe we do need a minister for loneliness and a task force and whatever, but we can all do a little bit ourselves. And I remember once now, because I'm a blow-in from Dublin, like I remember once going out, I had a toddler and I had a baby, two years exactly between them. And I had no sleep, my husband was away, and I was in Dunn's one day and I couldn't find the €1 to put into the trolley. And an older lady came up and put it in for me. Mm. And, you know, I just felt like just a random act of kindness, you know, it made my day, you know. So you never know, like, when you say hello, who really needs that hello? And
that random act of kindness in the supermarket, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, but especially now as well. Like, I mean, I often kind of feel for a lot of young mothers who are like, they mightn't be in their hometown anymore. They might have been able to scrape together the money for a house miles away or whatever, you know. So, like, there were times when I was out of Dublin and away from home when, like, maybe I could have done with the hello, how are you, you know. So I do it. I don't care if anybody blanks me. I'm kind of at an age where I have a thick enough skin. It doesn't bother me. Yeah. But that's what I find anyhow.
Do you know what is lovely is when someone, and I know there's so many automated tills now, but when someone in the supermarket says hello to you before they take your eggs and bread off you, like, it means nothing to me because it's fine. But take someone who, take that old man of whatever age he was sitting.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Darren's own, and you said hello, and you might have been the first person to say hello to him all day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you know what? There were times when I actually moved to Limerick originally and realised I was pregnant the week I went down. And there were times with my first baby, and there wasn't a mother and toddler group anywhere near me. And when my husband came home from work, I'd say, just say my name. Nobody has said my name all day. So it's, you know, maybe if we've experienced a little bit of loneliness in your lifetime, you realise that it's good just to put yourself out there and to be human and to make a connection. But that's what all I'm trying to do. And I found I got a big response to it, and lots of people say, "Oh, I'm going to say hello." Or, you know, I always think as well that the elderly we should say hello to, because, you know, we'll be old one day. Or if it was our mother or father, wouldn't we want them to know that somebody said, hello, how are you? Yeah. Nice day, you know.
What about children? Would you encourage, lastly, Nuala, would you encourage children to do it? Say hello to people?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I was actually, my youngest now is nearly 17, and I was telling her I was writing this article. She says, Mum, I do that. Which surprised me at her own. She says, I always say hello to people or have a nod or, you know, like if you're walking around town and it's safe and everything. But I suppose, like I was saying, PJ, like it's modelling behaviour. Like one of the days now, as I said, I was walking by. I don't do it so much with young people, so, like, have the random hello. But one of the days I was walking by and a young guy said it to me. He was in his 20s. And I was a bit taken aback. And I said, hello. And I said, how are you? And he said, tipping away, which is a lovely country expression.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So I mean, now that I'm a Dublin girl, like people say, would you ever move back to Dublin? I don't think I would. You know, like, I mean, the girls know me in my local Tesco and they know a little bit about me and they know a bit about my kids. And one of the guys there helped me out with groceries about 2 years ago. He still says hello to me every time I go in. So, Yeah, that's what it was about. And it seems to have inspired people. Like one of my friends who said she wasn't getting a lot of hellos back on her walk. She actually texted me this morning. She said, Nuala, on my walk today, she said I got about an 80% return rate.
Oh, if you say it, someone will say it back to you.
I do, yeah. And if people don't, that's okay. I mean, like I was saying in the article as well on The Independent, like I've tried it out with everybody, younger people, older people, parents have tried it out, and the new Irish, because, you know, like they say hello back as well some of the time. I mean, they might even have English as a first language, I don't know. But one of the mums in my group was saying that there's an Asian lady living in her estate, and she said it took a while. She said she would say hello and a nod. And yeah, she said she thinks she eventually worked out that she wasn't going to stalk her or anything. And she says hello and a nod back as well. So yeah, I just don't want people to feel weird about these things, you know.
I like it.
Did you sound like you're a really friendly bunch down in Cork? As I said, like, I love going to Kerry. I just love going back to Kerry, where my dad's from.
Yeah.
And I find Kerry is a very, very friendly place as well.
Yeah, we're a bit more friendly down here now. Well, that's only because of the rivalry.
Ah, no.
I'm only messing.
Yeah, I know, none of this Cork-Kerry rivalry. There's definitely something there. So do you know what? Don't take it for granted and keep saying hello back to people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nuala, thank you. Nuala Wolf, writing the Irish. The Irish hello. Do you say hello? And if you don't, why don't you? I love it. I say hello. And the bus man. I always do. I must admit, I've been coming home late at night on the bus. It could be 1:30, 2:00 in the morning. And, you know, Coogan might have had a drink, shall we say. And the bus driver might get, but at least he gets something. Kiara, good morning. Hello.
Morning, PJ.
Hi.
Hi, PJ.
Is it Buongiorno, I should say? It is, isn't it?
Yes, it's Buongiorno, correct. Very good.
My Italian wouldn't be great now, but how long are you here?
It's like almost 9 months.
Okay.
Roughly. Yeah, and this is one of the things that I noticed basically immediately, like this random act of kindness, as they say before, like people asking, like, how are you? Hello, random people on the street. Mm. And it's in Italy, it's not that common. I mean, only it's kind of a rule. If you hike in the mountains and you meet someone in the track, then you say hello. But that's it. In a normal situation, you don't. And also this thank you to the bus driver, I find really lovely. And I started to do it myself because that is also something I never heard before. So, yeah.
Would they not do that in Italy? No, not thank the bus driver?
No, you don't really thank the bus driver. It's like, you know, oh, yeah, he's supposed to do this. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
You don't really do it.
Yeah, and random compliments, like someone behind you in a queue and they see your, like in a woman, for example, they see your bracelet. And has that happened to you? They like your bracelet. They're just standing randomly behind you.
Yeah, it's like, you know, maybe you pay something at the till, or I don't know, usually when you pay something so that you show your wrist to the person in front of you and say like, oh, I like your bracelet, it's really nice. But like, you know, there is no reason to say that. And I think personally in Italy, people will find it a little bit too, like, you know, invasion of your space. But yeah. I don't know if it's also, like, you know, something COVID related. Like, you know, maybe now they will not do it. Maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 years they would have done it. I don't know.
Mm. But, I think a lot of it died out during COVID because we were too far apart from each other. If we saw someone on the street, we ran away from them rather than go to work. How come you've been here, what, 8 or 9 months? How come you came over, yeah. Kiara? What brought you here?
Actually, my husband brought me here because he got a job here, and then we moved the entire family here.
Where are you from originally? What part of Italy?
I don't know how much you know about Italy, but I live on seaside close to Ravenna or Rimini. I don't know.
Rimini. I've heard of Rimini. Yeah, yeah. People.
So it's on the Adriatic coast.
Yeah, very popular part of the holidays.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I remember when the Eurovision Song Contest was in Turin a couple of years ago. The fabulous postcards that were done in between the songs, and I was thinking, I got to go to Italy on holiday very soon. Do you know?
You should. You absolutely should.
It was beautiful. Kiara, welcome, and thank you for being on the Opinion Line. 0818 96 96 96. Do you do that, Theo? Do you say hello to people you pass in the street? Do you teach your children to say hello if you pass someone in the street?
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.